The following is a rebroadcast of an episode of Father Figures that is near and dear to many of our hearts here at KMUN. Host Stephen Amaya went to a community baby shower in June of 2025 and came back with this episode.
Hello and welcome to Father Figures, a show about parenting with an emphasis on fathers, uncommon fathers, fathers of all stripes. Here is where we explore the griefs and the joys, the risks and rewards of being a dad. I'm Stephen Amaya. So buckle up, boys and girls, we're going for a ride. Get in the car, we're going to Seaside to a baby shower. All right, guys, I saw that eye roll. Get in anyway, it's worth it. When I was growing up, roughly 1,000 years ago, just being a man at a baby shower was enough to make him sweat through his shirt. Back then, a baby shower was largely a feminine occurrence, and to spot a man at one of these was to feel pity for him for having been dragged to a pit of girly giggles and sighs, buttons and bows. Okay, maybe it wasn't that bad, but things have changed. Father Figures traveled to Seaside a few days ago for a community baby shower. It was held at the Parks and Rec Center, and we thought the best idea was to be immersive. I met and chatted with dads the way one does at a party. No in-depth interviews, just chit-chat, basically, but in the framework of a community baby shower where the purpose was to provide a foundation where all families have the opportunity to thrive. The aim is to ensure that every family leaves knowing what resources exist within our community and who to reach out to if they need support, as well as to meet other families and have some fun and eat some great food. Not to mention that it was a room full of moms and dads and babies, so yes, immersion was the way to go on this one. Just dive in and get the sounds that exist. That's why it sounds a bit rough in some places, but hey, it was a party. When I first arrived, I spoke with Kestrel Gates, one of the organizers of the baby shower.
So I run the Build Your Nest Postpartum Navigator Pilot Project, which is a small community-based organization that supports families during the perinatal period. We have a fiscal sponsor that's Baby Blues Connection that's also here at the event. And this year we partnered with the Clatsop County Health Department and also CHART and the Perinatal Task Force to create this event for the community.
And this is a...
This is a community baby shower.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I see a lot of men here, so that's good.
Oh, good. We want those dads. We want dads to feel supported and involved and recognized.
Yeah.
We have car seats and strollers and baby carriers. We have diaper bags. We have gift certificates from local businesses. And then these gift bags were to fill in, and we've got really sweet little baby supplies in there.
Oh, that's great.
Onesies and hats and mitts and socks and toys and all the fun stuff.
Okay.
Having bilingual, bicultural support and community involvement is really important for serving the community.
You a dad?
Yeah, I'm with her. You want to see the ultrasound picture?
Yeah.
Right there. It's a little one right now, but yeah. It's showing up.
Oh, yeah, well, that's great. Did you have to be convinced to come to this?
No.
No?
When she told me about the baby shower, I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Is this your first baby shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm only 18, she's 17, so...
Yeah.
It's our first time dealing with this, but
yeah.
We're excited.
Yeah. All right. What's your name?
Gary.
Gary?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you a dad?
I am a dad, but not a new dad. My daughter's here.
Is this your first baby shower?
This is my first baby shower, yes.
And what's your name?
Brett.
Brett. Nice to know you, Brett. Is being a grandfather different than... being a father?
I believe so.
Yeah, how?
I think it's easier.
Yeah.
You can spoil them and then pass them off on the parents.
So my name's Jen Munson. I work for Clatsop County Emergency Management.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew Davis. I'm the health inspector for Clatsop County Environmental Health.
Okay. And this is a good place to be to pass out information.
Exactly. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and there are a lot of resources, too, with regards to emergency management and how people can prepare young families and young mothers alike. And sometimes those are sensitive populations, so there are additional considerations for those populations, too.
Yeah. I'm sure you're having a good time here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a wonderful time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really nice event.
Yeah.
It's a good way to see kind of the value of public health, I believe.
Now, have you ever been to a baby shower?
I have not, actually. No.
Yeah, me neither. No, this is my first, and I don't think I could top this. I mean, no shade to the soon-to-be moms out there, but this is pretty cool. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
We are El Centro Noroeste. We are a nonprofit agency focused on Hispanic community, and we are here offering OHP service for Hispanic community and for the entire community.
Great. Is this your first baby shower?
Oh, no, second one.
Second one?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Oh, my name is Dave.
Dave?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's an interesting name.
All right.
I like that.
Okay, 9:30 a.m.
Yeah. Did you have to be convinced to come to this baby shower?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Too girly?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's changing, you know, it's changing.
Yes, you are right.
Yeah. All right, well, Dipe?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir. Thank you.
Sometimes up to 20 minutes. So you're going to pull it out, and you're going to scoop that whole portion up and under her booty.
Like this?
Yep, and up and over. Just like that. Now she's a little bit high, and so I want you to just kind of shake and move her down a little bit.
How am I gonna do that?
All right, can you? Yep, and your body too.
That's down.
You can even kind of tilt her to the side a little bit. She looks really good. Can you see her nose and mouth from where you're sitting?
No.
Okay. So ideally, whenever a baby is in your carrier, they're close enough to kiss, which she's quite close, so close enough to kiss, you can see their nose and mouth so that you know that it's not obstructed, that they can breathe, and that their little legs here, you want their knees higher than their butt, so that their body position makes this little M. That's how you know their little hips are safe. So you can feel, yep, her knees are here, and her bum's a little bit lower. And I always like to just trace. Okay, yeah, that kind of feels like an M.
There we go.
How does it feel on your body?
It feels fine.
Great. And then one other thing that can be helpful for partners to do, too, is just make sure that it's nice and supported back here so it's all the way opened up, and that will feel better on her back.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead and turn towards me one more time. How are you feeling?
Good.
Can I untwist this? It took me a while to get really comfortable with it. It's not just like, oh, one time and now I know what to do. You're going to put it on, you're going to be your normal human self, and you're going to realize like sometimes the straps move up or maybe baby kind of starts to slump down, and then you're going to figure out how to make it work best for you guys.
Well, okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You are amazing. Did you figure that one out?
I'm Steve from KMUN.
Hi, Steve. My name's Mariah.
Mariah, okay.
I'm a midwife at the Astoria Birth Center.
Okay. Yes, I read about that. In fact, I interviewed Adam Orton.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a doula?
I'm a midwife.
A midwife.
Yep. So I'm a women's healthcare provider, practitioner who helps people through their pregnancy, postpartum, and birth time, as well as women anytime between reproduction and menopause.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever counsel men on what to do?
Well, if men are attending our prenatal visits with their partners, we often talk a little bit about what the male experience is like, how to prepare to be a birth support person, or what are some common struggles in the postpartum period that the non-birthing parent can feel.
Yeah, what are some of those?
I think a lot of men feel really disconnected from the whole parenting process because a lot of babies, most babies, are pretty reliant on whoever birthed them initially, whether that be for comfort or for feeding or just simply being held. And so I think male partners or non-birthing partners often feel like they wish that they could do more, but you know, I think that that role really develops more as the baby's life goes on. Yeah.
Some dads like to escape to work, too.
Yes. Yeah. Or projects around the house.
Yeah.
Or,
sorry, I'm busy.
Totally. Yeah. And yeah. I don't necessarily think that's because of a lack of a desire to be present, but just not knowing how to be or what to be. And I always like to remind people that caring and supporting the birthing parent is supporting the family unit, and that loving on them however that they need is going to support that, you know, the baby as they grow. And,
Well, thank you very much, Mariah.
You're welcome. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Great.
So
wonderful.
Thank you so much. Oh, a pleasure.
Enjoy the event.
Thank you. Is this your first?
It's my second.
Second. Is this your first baby shower?
Yes.
Yes. Did you?
Actually, no. This would be my second.
Your second?
Perfect.
And what is your name?
My name is Nausea.
Nausea,
like the sickness.
Nausea. That's funny.
It works a lot better in my work, field of work, too. I'm a CNA, so I use it as an introduction often.
Oh, yeah.
You're around it all the time, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, of course. Nice to meet you.
My name is Angie Fitzpatrick.
Nice to meet you, Angie.
Nice to meet you.
So what do you do here? What's going on?
Baby Blues Connection is a nonprofit that supports six counties in the northwest corner of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we do peer support, so that one-on-one person that you can talk to when you are having a bad day. Maybe you've been given a diagnosis of depression or anxiety, maybe not, but you just want to talk to someone.
Right.
I do know, and we do have several dads that are volunteers in the organization.
Okay.
So either had their own experience with really struggling after the birth of their child, or maybe they watched their partner struggle when their child was born. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I know a guy, one of our dads, that would be a fantastic person to talk to, too.
Great.
Very, very knowledgeable about all kinds of things. That's he was a part of the National Dad Network, National Stay-at-Home Dad Network.
I know. I'm a member.
Yeah. So his name is Miguel Gamboa. You may know him.
I might, yeah. And the convention is in San Antonio this year.
Right. And Don Hudson, I believe, is speaking at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was in Portland, had a shop called Seahorses. He is a really fantastic person, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And I'm interviewing dads. Are you a dad? Oh, yeah? You only speak Spanish?
Habla en español.
Are you from Mexico? Well, part. Michoacán. My people are from Nayarit.
So, él tiene un show en la radio que se llama Camun. Él hace entrevista a los padres sobre qué es ser padre, sobre pues los beneficios de ser padre y los estragos, las dificultades de ser padre.
Yo pienso que los beneficios son que te hacen crecer como persona y es una motivación más.
He said that the benefit of being a parent is that he's motivated and he's growing as a person too.
And what is your name? Su nombre?
Francisco.
Francisco. Okay. Is this your first baby shower? And how old is your child?
Este es su primer baby shower. ¿Y qué edad tiene su niño?
6 meses.
6 months. Six. And it's the first baby shower.
First baby shower. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Is this your first baby shower?
First, yeah, for here, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's yours?
Oh, yeah, this is Paisley.
In here. It is.
Spread. How cool is that?
Yeah. So what's the hardest part of being a dad?
Time management.
Time management?
Between work and, stuff I like to do for fun and manage juggling kids and a wife. And,
yeah.
Yeah, but we get it done.
That's good.
We definitely get it done.
Is that one yours too?
Mm-hmm. That's a little Hudson.
Hudson.
He's almost a month old.
Almost a month. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he's happy to be here too, let me tell you. Had a very dramatic entrance, but...
How dramatic? What?
He had a dramatic entrance when it came time to labor. He, mom had to have a C-section, and it was all of that. But he got here, and it was quite a day for all the doctors and nurses.
So time management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely it. All right, well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Is this your first baby shower?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a lot of good information, a lot of good resources, you know, a lot of things that, you know, like first-time parents, like, don't really have, you know, like certain things like, you know, getting the baby carriers or even showing us how to, you know, install the baby carriers and get the kid properly secured in there. So it's like, it's a lot of good information, a lot of good, you know, starter needs, I guess, that... I mean, I couldn't really name any griefs. I mean, sure, you know, they might mark up the furniture or, you know, they might, you know, throw up on your favorite shirt. But, I mean, I'd say the joys definitely outweigh the griefs. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for talking about it. What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle. Bye. Nice to talk to you, Kyle.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Excuse me.
How do
you? I hate to interview people when they're eating, but... I have a show on the radio, Cameo.
Oh,
okay. We listen to you all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
What show?
Where's My Pajamas and Story Time?
I do a show called Father Figures.
Okay.
And it's about fatherhood, the joys and the griefs, the risks and rewards of being a dad. Is this your first baby shower?
First in Astoria, yeah. Yeah, we just moved here.
Oh, okay.
But yes, but much needed. So it was great to connect with the community here, and we saw a few friends. So from like the local library story times and stuff. So we saw a few other for friends, and it was great. So it's great to.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, Mikey.
So Mike, what's been the hardest part of being a dad?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's probably both of our answers. All my family lives out of state, and even when we had the baby, before we moved here, all my family moved out of state, so I didn't have any direct, do this, don't do that, you know, kind of thing, just basic stuff, so.
Were you ever a stay-at-home dad?
Now I am, sometimes, I sell art, and I'm a painter, so...
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. She's great, though, so I have to devote everything to her right now, which is wonderful. I never thought I'd have a chance for older parents. We're both... I'm 45, so... I never thought I'd have the opportunity, so it's just every day is a blessing. She wakes up smiling every day, and even when she's crying, and nobody warned me about the lack of sleep. Actually, that might be the toughest part. She hasn't slept through the night yet, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's 16 months, so 16 months with not a night's sleep really gets to you after a while, so.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Keep up the good work at the station. Yeah, we listen to you. So
keep painting.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. I've been doing it so long.
Is this your first baby shower?
No. I got two other kids at home.
How old?
5 and 10.
Okay.
5 and 10.
Great ages.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to be 10 again.
Right.
So, what's your name?
Will.
Will. Okay, Will. What's the hardest part of being a dad?
The kids' emotions.
Their emotions?
Oh, yeah.
You feel like, you know, you have to manage them,
Yeah, it's more so when they're down.
Oh, okay.
Trying to cheer them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's the greatest joy of being a dad?
Smiles.
Smiles.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
All about the smiles.
That's good. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for talking with me.
You want me to say a few words? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Is this your first baby shower?
No, sir. What, third now? No, yeah.
How many kids are we having?
But we didn't do all baby showers. I think after, so we had four children. I think we've done two baby showers. So my third one. Yeah.
Was it hard to get you here?
No, it was a bit of a trip. I had to work around work. So that's why I'm late. She was already in here, but I was doing some calls, doing some emails. So I think that's part of the balancing act. You know, you got to provide.
Yeah.
You still got to provide and, you know, be there for them.
Yeah.
This is an amazing opportunity. I'm so glad we made it down here.
Really?
This is fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Kids are priceless, but they're expensive.
So there you have it, roughness and all. It was sort of like being at a party, don't you think? Because it was a party. Glancing off people, chatting lightly with strangers. One thought came to mind later after the event. Francisco, the father who spoke only Spanish, was very tentative. He spoke quietly, at first in a whisper. Sometime later I thought, wow, I wonder how fearful he is of being deported in this current political climate. I mean, here's a guy with a microphone, me, radio boy, asking questions about his name and where he's from. I would have been frightened. Doing what I do, which is primarily listening, and particularly in a setting like this where there's a lot going on, it's difficult not to eavesdrop. And when you're listening, it's hard not to hook a good conversation. Especially with more than 60 families in attendance and over 160 people in all. Babies and toddlers, newborns, and teenage newlyweds. You can't help but see and hear the love. I want to thank Jason Shaw of Audionautics.com for the music. If you have any questions or comments, please send them along to RadioRanchero@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Those dads. We want dads to feel supported and involved and recognized.
Kids are priceless, but they're expensive.
Él hace entrevista a los padres sobre qué es ser padre, sobre pues los beneficios de ser padre y los estragos, las dificultades de ser padre.
Yo pienso que los beneficios son que te hacen crecer como persona y es una motivación más.
He said that the benefit of being a parent is that he's motivated and he's growing as a person too.
Is being a grandfather different than being a father?
I believe so.
Yeah, how?
I think it's easier.
Yeah.
You can spoil them and then pass them off to the parents.
You want to see the ultrasound picture?
Yeah.
Right there. It's a little one right now, but yeah. It's showing up.
Yeah, well, that's great. Did you have to be convinced to come to this?
No. When she told me about the baby shower, I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Is this your first baby shower?
Yes. Yeah. I'm only 18, she's 17, so yeah. It's our first time dealing with this, but yeah. We're yeah. excited.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the agencies and organizations that came together to put on this event. They include Columbia Memorial Hospital, Providence Seaside Hospital, the Oregon Department of Human Services, Columbia Health Services, Coast Pregnancy Clinic, Columbia Pacific CCO, Options, Healthy Families, Northwest Parenting, Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace, Astoria Birth Center, The Harbor, Doya Doulas, Wildflower Lactation, North Star Doula Services, Bloom Integrated Wellness, La Leche League, Build Your Nest, the Perinatal Task Force, Clatsop Public Health, and Clatsop Health Advocacy Resource Team. That's a lot of people, and they did a great job.
Vamos a cantar Eres mi sol.
Pero en inglés.
En inglés.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.